Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for an opportunity to be with you all this evening. We are so excited about our guest this evening, Prophet Nina Williams, and the word that she will be releasing. But before we get started, we have a short commercial for your listening pleasure. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, Prophet Nina Williams is with us. We are so grateful to have you, Prophet. Excited to hear what you have to share on this evening about purpose.
Thank you, thank you.
For those who have joined us online in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to just type them in and we'll try to respond to those. The ones that are on the line, thank you so much for calling. Should you have a question or a comment at any time, just press 1 and we'll gladly bring you online. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise for who you are, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. We thank you for the woman of God who will be releasing your word on tonight, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that rests upon her, oh God, that this teaching would come forth with power, clarity, and understanding. We thank you, oh God, for using her, using her greatly, oh God, to speak a word, a relevant word to your people. Thank you, God, that we will be empowered, and we give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So, Father Nina,
we'll
turn it over to you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Val. I've been anxiously awaiting this moment. You did give us a little time to prepare, as you gave us each a weekly assignment for which to bring forth words. And I do thank you for this opportunity. And I do want to talk about purpose and fulfilling our purpose. About 2 weeks ago, we were all privileged to listen to author Arvril Somerville, and she shared with us her book, A Journey of Life on Purpose, and she talked to us about her individual journey with the Lord. And as she was talking, I guess the question that just kind of stayed with me was, are we or am I fulfilling my purpose? And as I pondered on that, I was led to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. The New International Version, it goes this way. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, it will certainly come and will not delay. And, you know, it's like, well, how does that relate to purpose? How does that relate to purpose? And each of us are made, you know, God created us all with the ability to live righteously and to prosper in his word and be successful in that purpose. And for some of us, we may not know what that purpose is. And I know with Bible study this week and in the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about not being afraid to look in the mirror, or what are you seeing when you look in the mirror. And for me, when I look in the mirror, I see a woman of God. I see someone that's on a journey, on a path to learn more of the word and to walk a straighter walk. But then how does that relate to my purpose? Again, God created each of us with a purpose to fulfill his kingdom ministry. And as we talked about looking in the mirror, you shared with some of us based on what we do, what our true purpose is. And I know for me, my purpose is serving and being of service to those that I come into contact with. And be it at work, whether or not it's just helping someone with some encouraging words, if they're having a bad day, or even just given positive words if they're having a bad day. And so in that aspect, I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose. But sometimes we often go, well, that's not really purposeful. You know, making somebody smile, how important is that? But for some people, just giving them the ability to put a smile on their face can turn a bad day into a really good day. And as I was working with one of my coworkers the other day, we were talking about the job, talking about things that occur on the job and that don't occur on the job. And she said to me, she said, you know, it's easy for me to talk to, and I can tell that you are really a woman of God. And I just kind of looked at her like, why would you say that? I mean, we're not talking about anything that's related to church or related to the Bible, but just the ability of her to see a light in me that I didn't think existed tells me also that's another way that I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm doing exactly what it is I was put on this earth to do. Now, some of us will think that our purpose is assigned to us by either an elder in a church or a pastor in a church, or maybe you have someone that's been a really good friend of yours for a long period of time, and they say, oh, well, I see you doing this, or I see you doing that. I think that's what your purpose is. But the fact of the matter is that no one can tell you what your purpose is. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know your thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. So that says to me that God knows me better than anyone else. He knows why I'm here. He knows that the work he's assigned me to do, and the only thing that I have to do is to be able to look in the mirror, accept what I see, and go about the work of the Lord. And some of us, we really don't want to do that. We just want to say, well, if so-and-so says that this is what I should do, then that's what I'm going to do. But then as you try to do that, you find that it's not working. So do you continue to pursue what someone else says you should do, or do you sit back and wait to hear from the Lord for you to truly know what it is you are supposed to be doing? And just like with listening, we are so quick to want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. We can use a drive-thru to pick up breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can bank 24 hours a day. And some people will even go to the computer to find a mate. But just because these things are accessible to us doesn't mean that the receipt that we get from these things is going to be greater than what God can give us. And just taking that time to listen, to know his voice and to know what direction and what path he's sending you in, will have a greater impact in your life. And sometimes, you know, when you have a purpose, you don't want to accept that purpose. And I know we had this conversation yesterday, Pastor Val, where you're put in a situation and, like you said, you threw your hands up and you walked away because you didn't want to deal with it. But the fact of the matter is, it was you maybe not trying to walk away from your purpose, but just trying to push it off to go, well, I don't feel like doing that right now. I'll do it later. Sometimes it takes someone from the outside that can really know who you are to step in and say, well, you know what? You may have thrown your hands up, but maybe you need to rethink what it is that you were told that you need to do. Or you already know what it is that you need to do, but you just don't want to do it because you don't want to say hurt someone's feelings or appear to be crass or mean about something heavy that someone is dealing with. But if the Lord has spoken to you and says, you know, this is where I need you, this is what I need you to do, you just have to walk in it and not be fearful to do what it is that you've been assigned to do. Now, I looked up the word purpose, and it was defined as a reason for which something is done or created, Other words are intend, plan, design, or the intention to. And so as we approach life day to day, we can always plan to do this. We can have a design to do this. We all wake up with a purpose or the idea that we're going to have a great day. Sometimes it works for us and sometimes it doesn't, but that does not necessarily mean that we are not fulfilling our purpose. Two words that Pastor Val will describe me as. One literally is a sister, and the other is a prophetess. Now, the purpose of a sister, of course, is a family member. It's someone that you should love unconditionally. It's someone that you should be able to talk to with confidence. You'll have a family love for them, and a good friend. And that purpose for me on this earth to be somebody's sister, for me, that's an easy job to fulfill because you don't really have to walk a straight and narrow path with any family member, be it a sister or a brother. You're going to have your good days. You're going to have your bad days. There are going to be those days when you don't want to deal with them. You don't want to talk to them, but that's okay. Now, the other word that she's used to define me is prophet or prophetess, and that's one that I'm like, no, I don't think so. But some of the same characteristics of a prophet, you know, you have as a sister. But with a prophet, some of the differences are there's a godly love to exist in you. There's an unconditional trust that you can have with God. There's confidentiality with God that you're not going to have with anyone else. You know, if you're in your quiet room and you are praying, that whatever you pray about to God, number one, he already knows it before you say it. But then you don't have to worry about somebody coming back to you and going, oh, yeah, I know what you prayed about because I heard you. That's not going to happen. And the other thing is he is an awesome friend. He will be there through thick and thin, regardless of what you've done, what you ever thought about doing. He knows that you thought about it. You didn't act on it, but you thought about it, but he's still going to be there for you. And so when I put these two together, one I'm willing to embrace. The other one, I really don't know if I can do that. But what I found is that as I study more, as I spend more time talking to the Lord myself, as I listen and participate in the Monday morning prayers and the Bible study sessions and just the interactions that I have with the Empowerment Place and also with Agape Ministry, it's just that my purpose or with being the prophet that I am to be, walking in that for me is becoming easier. And it's because I can look in the mirror, I know what I see, and I know what my purpose is. And my goal now is to fulfill that purpose to the best of my ability and not really worry about what other people are thinking, what other people are feeling, and knowing that what I say and what I do will impact others. And as I do it, positive light, it's just going to bring more people to God. It'll allow other people to say, you know what, if she's been able to walk in her light and I've been able to see these changes in her, maybe now I should start listening to or trying to make some changes in my life so that my purpose also can be fulfilled on this earth. So it's just that I've found that looking in the mirror, reading the words, knowing what your purpose is and not being afraid of it allows you to be a little bit more confident. And it's allowed me to be a little bit more confident. And it's confidence not only in work, but just confidence in every aspect of life. And knowing that what I do is truly going to be a blessing to someone else. It may not happen the day that I see them, but down the road, it's going to have an impact on what they see and what they say.
Amen.
Pastor Val?
Wow. Wow. You said some good stuff. You said a whole lot of good stuff. And what I'm going to do is give you a chance to gather your thoughts. I'm going to play this commercial ad regarding an upcoming event in Richmond, Virginia. And then Prophet Nina and I will come back and address any questions or comments from our listening audience. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it doesn't appear that it's going to play. Let me try one other thing. Forgive us for our technical difficulties. It's just been that kind of afternoon. But God is still doing his thing. If there are questions or comments from our listening audience, you can press 1 and we can bring you in. We did have a question or comment, and they hung up very quickly. I'm going to try to play this ad again. And if it doesn't work, I'll just give it to you myself. Hold one moment.
The wonderful anointing of Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. She's here to share with us regarding the upcoming women's conference being held at Abundant Praise. Lady Sheena, can you tell me a little bit about what you anticipate for this great conference and who the speakers will be?
Great. We are having our annual conference, and our theme is My Story, Your Story, God's Plan, Transform for Greater. It will be held July 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and July 23rd at 10 a.m. On Friday night, we have a wonderful speaker, Pastor Venice Obey from Love Outreach Tabernacle in Petersburg, Virginia. She will be coming with her ministry and sharing the Word of God. And then on Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, we will be blessed by the dynamic, the one and only Dr. Nikita Watson out of Words of Deliverance Worldwide Ministries in Petersburg, Virginia also. So this is a Petersburg event.
Amen.
Happening in Richmond. So we are very excited about what is going on in the kingdom of God. And as women, we have so many, many, many layers. And so God wants to reveal the true us so that we can be who we are supposed to be in this earth and bless others, not just our families, but those that we come into contact. So there will be a guest psalmist, there will be praise dancers. We have awesome, awesome door prizes that women would enjoy. And the fellowship is just blessed. You can come meet new sisters. And the phenomenal events that take place as God works in us, amen, sharing our story and what his plan is for our life, and that it is a greater plan, that God has plans to bless us and to increase us and to stabilize us. And so many times we are so busy to go over and want the big things of God, but God wants to give us those things that stabilize us first, so that when he gives us those blessings, those larger blessings, we're able to maintain and we're able to handle those. And not only that, but then we are a blessing to our sisters, because our sisters, we need each other. And too many times we want to always come in and rescue, but we have to understand who God created us to be, nurturers and prayer warriors. There is so much more that we can do if we're stable and we learn how to pray. Then we can attack in the spirit realm, and then God can bless. So we're excited about what God is doing and transforming our lives, because we all have testimonies and we all have a story to tell of what God has done in our lives. And if we can see the beauty in it, then we will know that God has prompted us to share that story and our testimonies with our sisters who are still hurting, who are still confused, who are still in abusive relationships, and who still don't love themselves and don't know God. So we are looking for transformation as God shares his word with us and pours out his love into our hearts, because that is what we need. We need the word of God to transform us. And we know that this is 2016, but we are not the same person that we were in 2015. And so we have to continue to grow and continue to go deeper and continue to go higher in God's word. And so often this comes by fellowship. It's good to go to church on Sundays and go to your local Bible studies and fellowship, but there comes times when you need to just be focused on transforming and on changing who you are, because the more of God that you become, the better off you will be. So it is very important to attend these events. And our event is free of charge. We are not charging a registration fee, because we want to make sure that the opportunity is open for anyone who's seeking transformation, anyone who's seeking more of God, anyone that is seeking to hear from God. We don't want it to be an issue. We appreciate our guest preachers coming. They are phenomenal women in their own right. They are women. They are mothers. They are wives. And they are ministers of the gospel. And they are true examples of what we need, even in the kingdom. They're always encouraging others. They're always uplifting others. They always have time for others. And so to see their lives is just a blessing. So they will be here. They will be ready. They're prayed up. We've prayed up for them. And so we're just anticipating what God is going to do in the transformation. He has a greater plan for you. And if you're not happy with the way your life is going, if you're not pleased with the outcomes that you're having, come and receive transformation. This is your time. This is your hour. God has great, great plans for your life. We love you.
Amen. Wow. What if I wasn't already planning to come? Lady Sheena just would have changed my mind to have me to realize that you need to be at this conference. His story, your story. And just in the title, when you put his story together, you look at history. And so many of us as women look at our past and encapsulize ourselves, imprison ourselves because of our history. But I believe that in this conference, as she stated, it'll be a time of transformation. It'll be a time of revealing. It'll be a time of healing and deliverance. So, amen. It'll
amen.
Be a blessing for those of you who press your way to make it. But as I was listening to that play, Prophet Nina, it sort of piggybacks on what you've shared with us tonight regarding purpose. And if you aren't sure where you are or what you need to be doing, this is an opportunity for you to come together with some other sisters in Christ to hear what the Lord says has to say concerning you.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 So we're going to, if there's one that has a comment or a question, I see that we have some guests on the line, some preachers and pastors. If there's one question or a comment that you'd like to make or something that you heard that has been a blessing to you, let us know. Press 1, we'll bring you on the air to share. Amen. Prophet, thank you. That you said some good stuff, and I just want to empower you in saying you made the statement that one of the two, sister or prophet, you struggled with, and I'm guessing it's sister because prophet is who you are. Prophet is
yeah.
who you are. From your mother's womb, that's who you are, and you are a wonderful sister. You got another sister on the line that can attest to that, and another sister on the line that can attest to that. But
amen.
As you continue to walk in what God has called you to, as with each of us on the line tonight, male or female, one thing that happens when you really become accepted of what it is that God has called you to, when you really begin to embrace who you are, and Pastor Linda told me just this past week, she said, when you begin to embrace, I know who I am, she said, God just began to move in your life in such a tremendous way, and I can attest to that. when you know who you are and when you understand what it is God has called you to fulfill in the earth and you begin to embrace that thing and walk that thing out, you will see miracles and blessings open up before your very eyes and you just be like, wow, 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 wow. And guess what? It doesn't stop. It increases. As you stated, the more time you spend in the Word, the more time you spend in His presence, the more time you spend in conversation with Him, the more you're empowered by His Word, the more your spirit is growing and you're able to move with leaps and bounds. You're walking by faith and not by sight. You're believing God to be all that He said He is, not just to everybody else, but to you. And I think that's the thing that we really want people to understand regarding purpose. Your purpose is to help glorify God in the earth. But by fulfilling purpose, you reap benefit. You reap benefit. Because the Word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So you reap benefit by doing what God says do.
And as you reap those benefits, and your life becomes more bountiful, more of a blessing to you, those that are watching you and that are seeing you are then drawn closer to you. And then when they see those changes and then when they start to receive those blessings, it's just like a trickle down, the domino. You know, once you start and one falls, everything else just kind of falls into place. So they're connected when they fall. But in life, when you're receiving those blessings, it's not that you are falling. It's simply that you are raising the praise to God for all that He has done and all that He continues to do. So just that connection can be so tremendous to other people. And sometimes, like I said, they don't necessarily have to be right up on you to see it. It's just that people from afar, and I think you, Pastor Val, have experienced that in the new position that you're in, where it's just people are hearing about what you can do, and just the thought and just that impact has opened other opportunities for you where you can actually reach more people. And that platform is just tremendous, and it can be for any of us. Once you know who you are and truly want to walk and do what it is that you were put on this earth to do.
Amen. Amen. That's real because, He did it and He's doing it. And I have a spirit of expectation that increase that's come upon my house, that is for certain. But it's not just me. It's me and my husband because we are one. What God is doing in my life, He will equally or exceed that in my husband's life because he is the head of our home. That's my man. That's my partner in crime, if you want to call it crime, because somebody calls me a gangster. Amen. But, you know, in the work of the Lord, I don't have to look out for affirmation or support or any of those things. I just roll over in bed, and my husband is there to support me and encourage me and empower me. And so I know that what God is doing in my life, he's doing the same thing in my husband's life. He's not taking me up and, you know, no, he lifts both of us up at the same time and brings increase in both of our lives because we're one. And so I want to encourage those who are on the line this evening who are married, when you're expecting God to do for you, he's not going to just do for you. He's doing for your household. That if he's lifting wife, husband is being lifted. If he's lifting husband, wife is going to be lifted because you're one in him. And when one understands purpose and they begin to encourage the other to really walk in what God has called them to, the manifestation of God's blessings upon that household are so tremendous. So tremendous. It's a blessing. Well, the people are quiet tonight, so I'm not going to belabor the point. Again, I would tap the line and bring some folk in, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to be kind, and I'm not going to force the issue, but I would like to hear from Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Christian Ministries, if she would so kindly press one to encourage the people on this evening. And if not, amen. I love her.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Prophet Nina. Oh, my God. I'm just listening to her, and I said, God, she is flowing in you. I've seen the transformation from the very first time you came on the call until now. And God is just doing some tremendous things in your life. Oh, my God. I kept thinking, wow, just listen. Just listen to the confidence that you have in him.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. And for those listening, you know, when you have a support group, when you have women of God that you can go to bounce things off, for some it can be very intimidating. If you've ever had a conversation with Pastor Linda can just quote scripture like there is no tomorrow. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't do that. That's not me. I will never be like that. But when you have that knowledge to go to and when you have that knowledge that is feeding into you, you would be surprised at what you yourself then are able to retain. And then you can move forward with a little bit more confidence. So for that, Pastor Linda, and for Prophetess Val, I can say thank you, because just having that strong foundation makes it easier to want to grow and to learn and to truly be and walk in your purpose for being on this earth. So for that, I truly thank the two of you. Because you both have wonderful testimonies. You both are living the life that, you know, so many say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. But you have just actually grabbed the bull by the horn, and you are just walking in what it is that you were brought here or made here to do. And, you know, I know we all have our stuff that we deal with day to day, but we don't allow that to keep us from doing what it is we know we need to do. And, you know, I saw Pastor Val the other day, and she was looking really heavy, you know, dealing with some personal family matters. But she didn't let that heavy stuff keep her from still doing what it is that she needed to do. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, she may have needed a nudge or she may have needed encouragement, but As people of God, as God's children, we are here to encourage each other, because sometimes we are going to have that bad day, but just knowing that you have people that you can go to, people that you can talk to, people that you know that are going to encourage you, it just makes it that much easier.
Amen. I have a question for you, Prophetess Nina. What was your turning point? What was the thing that just caused you to launch right in? Because it seems that it was quick, and
well, you've come so far
in a short time.
When you're working with Prophetess Valerie, you can't move slow.
Okay.
That's one thing that I've gotten. It's really, she puts you on a fast track, but I will say the turning point for me is the second empowerment event that I went to, where I actually had to speak. And Pastor Carolyn Henderson, you know, she spoke to me. And so many of us, because we carry stuff, you know, we always think that past is going to weigh us down, that past is going to keep us from moving forward in our work. You know, she just said to me, all that you have done, you know, it's gone away. It's just the past. You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to hinder you anymore. And from that point, that I took that, I received it, and I haven't looked back.
Amen.
And I think
Amen.
When you can get to that point where you're not looking back and you're only looking forward,
mm-hmm.
all that baggage, I don't have it anymore. I don't
mm-hmm.
think about it. I don't worry about it. You know, stuff that I used to do, you know, every now and then that little inkling, but it's like, you know what, I'm not about that. I'm not worried about that. I'm moving forward. So I would say for me that was my turning point. And I know we each will have our own turning points, but I think once you can get to the place where your past is no longer holding you back or preventing you from moving forward,
mm-hmm.
just having that relief has just been tremendous and has made this a whole lot easier.
Amen.
For me.
I hear yeah. one word, forgiven.
Yes.
Forgiven.
Yes.
Amen.
That's
amen.
It.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Wow,
is
thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory. Glory, wow.
You know, it seems as though you said to God, Lord, here's my cup. Just fill me.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil began to flow, and it'll keep flowing as long as the desire is there to receive it. And I think you kind of said that.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. That was awesome.
How excited.
That was awesome. Truly awesome. Like you've been doing it all the time.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, we do thank you, Prophet Nina. We thank you, Pastor Linda.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Elder Benny and Minister Linda and Minister Karen. And I don't want to call her name wrong, but I think it's, I'm not going to call it wrong. I'm going to call you by your right name. I'm looking at those who have logged in on tonight. Minister Linda is your friend who joined us for prayer, and I don't want to call her by her wrong name, but know that I'm talking.
Johnson.
Linda A.
Linda A.
Linda A's friend.
Okay.
Who joined us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I hear the voice.
I've been praying for her even as she joined us, and she had tremendous release during prayer. We thank God for keeping her.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're excited. We're excited for what God is doing.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, next week, Evangelist LaTanya Talaferro will be our guest releaser. Don't know
mm-hmm.
if you plan to preach or teach, amen, but we're excited about her coming forward to share what the Lord has placed on her heart to release to God's people. We're excited about that. That following week, Pastor Linda Brown from Agape Christian Ministries, I believe that's the first week. The first week in August, Pastor Linda Brown will be teaching, and that second week in August, Minister Linda A. Tentative, she will get back to me. But God just wanted me to have it such that all of his people would have an opportunity to release, because we all have a sound, and he
mm-hmm.
wants us to release that sound to make an impact in the world. Beyond your community, but beyond your region, there is a kingdom sound that God wants us to release. Those who have a heart for him, those who
mm-hmm.
understand, those who want to see him glorified in the earth, those who
mm-hmm.
want to see change, because we understand that in order for the change to happen, it's required, it starts in us. We are the change makers. We are the ones that have the ability because we have the power of God on the inside of us. We've been given authority and dominion. We have the power to change things, but we've got to know it. And then after we know it, we've got to do something with it. So I'm excited. I can tell y'all how excited I am. Right now, Prophet Nina, you have blessed my heart beyond anything you can imagine. And I want to thank you for your encouragement because, yes, y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for my family. You pray for my siblings. Just pray for my family regarding my father, amen, and what God is doing in him. But, I was waited and a bit perplexed, and my sister Prophet gently nudged me back to a place of sanity for me to do what needed to be done, because this work sometimes becomes overwhelming, but you have to know who you are and then stand on that. And the assignment that God gave me, I was able to do with ease, and it was received. And so I'm grateful to God for that. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Wow.
My God.
Pastor Linda, do we have any announcements that we need to make about agape empowerment?
No, not right now.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. I don't think so. Prayer in the morning, correct?
Yes, we invite you all to join us tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. for our 5 a.m. prayer to start our week off on the right foot, on the right path.
Hallelujah.
Hearing the right thing first thing in the morning. That's at 5 a.m. The dial-in for that is 605-475-4700. The code is 423-243. Again, that's 605-475-4700. The code 423-243. That's tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. And then our Seeking Truth Bible Encounter will happen on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. using that same dial-in. And we're expecting God to do another tremendous teaching. And we'll know what it is once he reveals it. But we thank God. We thank God for each of you. We just pray that this message, I know it's been a blessing to me. We pray that it has been a blessing to you as well.
Amen.
And as you go forward in the week, that if you're not certain of your purpose, then start seeking it out. Start speaking to God about revealing it to you so that you won't have any more wasted time in the earth just doing things to please people, but you will be focused on doing that which pleases God. Amen.
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 Amen. Prophet Nina, can you pray us out tonight?
Sure. But first, thank you for this opportunity. It's been an enlightening and also a teaching moment for myself as well. And it's taken me to another level of being comfortable. So with that, Father God, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for being able to get together, Lord, to share in your word, Lord. I hope that something I said may have touched someone so that they are better able to understand what it is that they were put on this earth to do, God. I hope that someone will want to have that closer walk with you, want to get more in your word so that they, too, can be a light to others that need it in this dark, dark world that we live in. Father God, I thank you for the families that are represented on this call. I ask that you touch each family represented. Father, you know what they are going through at this time. You know what they need at this time, Father God. And I ask that you would give them exactly what it is that they need so that they can have the strength to endure the hardships, the challenges, the grief, the sadness, and even the happiness and the joy that they will experience in the days coming. Father God, again, I want to thank you for Agape. I want to thank you for the empowerment place, and I want to thank you for these wonderful leaders that you have put in my life. All these things in your name I pray, Father God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you all. We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.